Grandmaster. You're listening to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio Network. What we're going to do today is that, you know, we're going to start this show here in Martial Sciences. Now, I'll be coming to you every Thursday at 3 p.m. And what we try to do with this network is to bring to you an education that is about the things that you are trying to practice, the things that you want to practice, and the things you just might not know about. So today in this segment, what we're going to talk about is the mind. And we know that the martial arts has a lot to do with a lot of physical practice. And you've been listening to some amazing points about that. You've been listening to some amazing points, even with our sports karate history with Professor Gary Lee. And we also know we talked about the meditation with Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Here on this network, we're trying to do more to martial arts and bring martial arts to a different level than most common people really understand. Okay? And that is key to us as educators, teachers, and again, the forever student. You know, we may have the title Grandmaster or Senior or whatever, Hanshi, and that does not do us justice if we are the practitioner of a lifelong history that's been going back for thousands and thousands of years. And we're just students, taking that idea of being a student and sharing it to the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the family of martial arts. So let's just dive right into the martial sciences. You've heard it mentioned before, martial sciences. And what I want to start out with on this segment here is to know that we're going to build an education piece so you can keep going back to this. And this is why these podcasts are so important, to keep that martial science brain moving in that frontal lobe. Now, the frontal lobe is the lobe. It obviously is in the front, and it keeps you, what you call, in that thinking part of your brain. We understand if you keep thinking, you keep understanding, you may even have rational thought, but I don't want you to fall back into, oh, I heard this before. Oh, I've seen this before. Even, oh, I can do that. Because if you do, you take away your part of your life that you become the student. So I want you to open up that brain. And the only way you can probably open up that brain is the first is to release that part of your heart that is so tightly wound. We can love, but it seems we love in judgment. Don't love yourself in judgment because you are so knowledgeable that you can't open up your brain with the love of yourself. Now, what's the correlation between that? So, I, of course, like many of us in the age group that I'm in, we grew up Bruce Lee fans, and so many people grew up Bruce Lee fans. And we remember this segment when he says, empty your cup. We've seen it written in different memes and pictures before, and we've seen different things says you have to empty this cup. That is what I'm referring to. What is it in this cup? What is it that we need to empty? Now, some people say that the cup is the things I have learned. It's not true. Or the cup is I have to empty is that am I able to learn something new? That is also not true. The cup that you must empty is the mind from being a monkey mind, the scattered mind, that you're not able to absorb. Just recently, we had a full moon. And in that full moon was giving off so much energy because of that, the part of the hemisphere and the time of year we're in. But I'm not going to get into that. But so how do you feel that energy? You have to release the tightness that you have within your body. Then you can feel that pull, that magnetic pull that comes, and you can receive that power. It's absolutely amazing. I did a movements out there in the moon That's just me, because I wanted to do that absorption. I wanted to do that release into that hemisphere. And there's different practices like that. And that's when it comes to the martial sciences. If you talk about the martial sciences and we talk about this moon and we mention the cosmology of what the moon gives off, like the sun or any other planets or stars, there is a power source that comes from the moon. There is a power source that comes from plants, the earth, and all things matter. How to receive that is to open that heart of love for yourself, to then you can start magnifying that antenna of your brain. We've heard it called the third eye and the center part of your forehead. And then you may have read and seen the chakras and things like that. And we can get into that a whole different time. But the martial sciences specifically targets you to release those powers that we so imminently have been born with. So, when we get into the martial sciences, we want to actually get into the real connection of the vibration. And if I had a chart, charts are really cool. So what I want you to do, I want you to draw or make a circle of the moon. And we're going to specifically talk about the moon in its last days, because then that moon is going to get into the healing. So with that signal that was coming from the moon, there was an alpha signal that was coming from it. So we know we have different waves, alpha, beta, right? And then there's other waves that that brain connects to. So, but the alpha wave that was coming from, as we receive it in our relaxing state, it turns into a beta wave. In that beta wave, the body's cells calm down. Yes, you've seen the beta waves in your sleep too, right? But if you are in a practice and you come into your beta wave connection, your body starts to relax its cells and allows it to rest along with active breathing to increase its strength. Normally, when you are in a beta section, you're probably asleep. But when you are able to get into a beta wave while you are not asleep, but consciously awake, and to work into your subconscious and to connect those consciousness, subconscious, the active consciousness, with that wave, the relaxing of the cells in the body, with the active breathing, strengthens the cells, and then as we do our movements in certain Tai Chi movements, certain Qigong movements, and certain Wuji movements that we're able to do, with those movements, we then circulate that throughout the body. And in that circulation, between that circulation down in our lower part of the belly, we start to move that. That's that power we're talking about. And in that movement, the body is healing from its own sickness. It is also releasing the poisons through our different exit points. Our hands, our feet, our lower bodies, our crown, and our perineum. Those are releasing points that opens and closes. Now, the perineum is right between the rectum and your private parts. And so that's the point there. And then the crown, the top of your head. And then also another key point is in the palm of your hands and the bottom of your feet. So in these movements, right, we are creating the circular waveform of movement. Now, as you go back up into the cells and it's in a relaxed state, but yet strengthening state of the beta waves, with the active breathing increasing oxygen, also blood flow, coming from that connection of the different signals. That we're just talking specifically about the moon, but you can also increase those same signals from the trees, from the water, from the wind. All those have different energy signals. If you did not even know that, with just you opening up your beta receptors in that wave that's inside your body, you start to increase that healing. That is the martial sciences about actions and movement. Now, I know you may have some questions, and you'll have those questions. And never forget that you can always email me at drpaulwdyer@gmail.com. That's drpaulwdyer@gmail. Or you can call me at 701-388-1899. Now, bridging that understanding, and that's why this show is called Bridges with Dr. Paul. And in the martial sciences, we don't want you to get confused in thinking that this is some type of fantasy, like it can be portrayed. It's fun to watch some of those things being portrayed, but there's more to it. So in that more, there's an understanding. It's fun to watch it, and it's fun to see it, but like I teach my students, when we watch some of those movies together, they're like, sir, so what is that they're doing? Oh, see that move there? We would literally pause it and get down, and I would show them that connective waveform that you'll see, or that punch that comes from that internal breath. It's part of that science, and the punch doesn't come from the internal breath, but the connection to the earth and how it's able to be pushed off from the ground, because that's part of your stance, right? And that's part of your movement inside that circular body. Now, it doesn't matter what style you take or study or have studied. It is all very succinctful together. Different names are called, because even throughout the planet, even through the Hopi, and it's in an Indian form, throughout all the planets, even they had a connection to the earth, and they knew that connection. They studied the stars. Hopefully you've seen some of these great History Channel things that shows you how the indigenous people of around the globe studied that science. That's the science I'm talking about. Why do we call it a martial science? Because us as martial artists, we had included that into our practice from the old Buddhist camps and Chan and Zen Buddhists, and all those interment did something, and we understood why it was done. There's so much more we're going to talk about. So let's go back over that again. So as you are relaxing your body, and this is where meditation comes in, but it's a meditation between the conscious and the subconscious, putting that together, able to open up that brain so you allow your heart to start pulling in those vibrations. Because pulling in those vibrations allows for the cells in the body and the different parts of the organs to relax. In the act of breathing, we'll go over breathing techniques so much later in another time, but the act of breathing creates that strengthening of the cells. The movement creates the circulation. You should see me. I know this is a podcast, but I'm moving as I'm talking, because it's so much a part of the action to do, right? So in that movement creates that circulation, and that circulation is so important. Never stop training and practicing, and we'll keep touching more upon this in this next half time. Remember. So, as we were talking about and going over that connection between energy forces and our movements, we definitely have to get into the next part of this, and that's the brain. Now, the brain has a mapping force, and we know that. Okay? We know that the brain has a map. And in that map, and this doesn't have to be more of like an anatomy class, but again, I really, and the reason why most of this is bridge to me or bridges is you might, again, don't just say, oh, I know that, I've studied that, I do that, because that's not going to allow you to empty that cup so you can allow your body to open up. Well, when I mentioned the frontal lobe, we know it's about attention, motivation, and problem solving. Now, with that attention, the key word to the frontal lobe action is the attention. And you know the next word if you study this, and again, I don't want you to get into what you know. The next thing about attention in all actions of martial sciences is the awareness. Now, the key point about the awareness, it's not just being aware of where my tension is. It's also being aware where my tension is not. Okay? That, if your attention is not, just look at it as like it being everywhere. But if you understand where your attention is, once you start unifying that directional force, that intention, attention, intention, attention, awareness, that is the, that is, if you can, I'm going to say it again, intention, attention, awareness, that's a key factor to when we start doing martial sciences, because anyone can just willy-nilly flailing to do, and you may do it really well, really fast, really strong, but now what is your intention? What is your mental intention? And if we go from attention and then to our awareness of what we're trying to pull from the different signals of power, energy, from the outside force, moon, earth, stars, people, we're able to pull that within ourselves. With great intention and awareness, and be attentive of what we're pulling in, because you may pull in not so much good stuff. And if you're not aware of the stuff, then your intention of your action will be almost misguided and turned off. So, let's do this again slowly. Awareness of our attention, of our intention. How do you develop that? It's probably the question I am getting now is, okay, Grandmaster Dyer, so I want to be attentive, I want to be completely aware, and I want to create that action, okay? So now that I'm aware of my attention, and I'm purposely placing it on my intention to allow my heart to open so my brain can now be the signal, because your brain's a signal. Your brain's a, you remember your brain has like it's an antenna that's pulling in all this information. And in that information that it's pulling in, it's allowing you to, it doesn't direct it. So as your antenna is popped up with opening it up, now that it's pulling in, now that it's filtering in, you have to now adjust it like a radio channel to really get the signal you want to do the direction you want within the body you have that is yours. So with that awareness, and if you're unable to feel where it's going, and feeling is the issue. Feeling can be a blockage for people because we have an emotional disconnect with our personal self. There's so many hundred thousands of books out there called personal awareness, personal self, and it does not really do it justice about when you start to take one of these practices like Grandmaster Jesse Bowen was doing with his meditation segments. When you do these true meditation, become aware of your emotional and where it's feeling inside your thoracic body, throughout the whole body, not the etheric body or outside your body. We're talking about inside the body, inside the bone tissue, the muscle fibers, everything. You can feel action. It is not just randomly moving. So if we go back to the first part where we're taking that energy from the outside force, moving it into a beta wave, having that intention and directing it down into our cellular level intentionally, and now having our open points, our key that was in our palms, in our feet, in our perineum, right, and in our crown, right? So that is coming into our bodies, and now you're intentionally have focused movement, right? The Qigong movement, the Wuji movement, the Tai Chi movement, the Wu movements into the body, circulating that circle of circulation. If you are just off with your awareness and how it's going, your body does not reciprocate your action. And that's what I mean. You may do good things in your body, but it's not going to respond to you in a healthy way to give you your, and I don't mean you use, but results you're looking for. Because this is, because the reason why I don't want to use results, because these actions aren't result driven. These aren't about, what kind of result do I get from this? Do I become a magical magician, power man, and power ranger? No. This is becoming in tune in the living code. I'll say that again. In tune, in balanced, in the living code. The living code is that balance, yin-yang, that balance that all of life in the living universe moving around in this spatial action is creating. You become part of that. You become one with that. That is why I want to do this podcast, The Martial Sciences, because I'm just so passionate about it, but as a student of life, living, the action of living, there is a practice, and that practice can be understood. I don't have the walk on water by any means, and there's seniors above me who I adore all over this globe, the United States, who I stay in contact with to say, and I write down my questions and I say, hey sir, I have a question for you, and absolutely Paul, and there in those questions, it's not so much that I think, and like, because when you practice, you open up something part of your life that you open up the these gateways. And we like to use the word gateway, and I do, because gateway means something was locked. A gate is often locked, and a gateway is an opening to a new beyond. Not a new forever, a new beyond, and after beyond could be forever. But you're not looking for forever. You're just looking to the next beyond path. And when you open up that gate, that part that's been locked away because you have not formed your key. That's important. Form your key. Not that it's being hidden and kept from you, but it's been waiting for you to form that key. Out of fire comes the softness. Out of the crashing waves comes heat. Out of the wind creates a solid. From the rocks fall turns into a dust. You are part of that cycle. That cycle starts with your connection with your internal self, to the external action, to the movement, starting from your connection, from your awareness of that frontal lobe, to your awareness, attention, awareness, and intention. We're going to be doing these shows every Thursday, and I'll be having guests come on. And they will be sharing with you how they practice and how it's meant to them, how it's healed their lives. I know people whose lives have been healed through different types of sicknesses. And I'm not trying to give you this, if I do this, this pill works for me. I won't do that. But you're going to hear some amazing stories out there of people who tapped into this action, this intention, this awareness of the cellular movement, and it has changed their lives. In the martial sciences, on the mat, on the street, the giving of life is important. And we also know, as martial scientists and martial artists, that we can take life. Taking life is not easy, but with our practice, it becomes very doable. If we are going to be practitioners of life, then we have to understand the death too, because that's important. We don't take death lightly, and we shouldn't take life lightly. And that's why we practice the yin and yang action of movements, of our intention, of our balance. You know, there's been troubled times in that we can foresee or we've come from, depending on your generation or where you are in your life.
I am so glad that you took this time to listen to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Network, Radio Network. We're going to be coming to you every Thursday, and it's a blessing to be your host, Dr. Paul Grandmaster Dyer. And I'll see you again Thursday at 3 p.m. every week. Namaste.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. I'm with the American Martial Arts Alliance. We are in search for the unsung heroes in the martial arts, and we need your help. If you know of martial artists that have made contributions to the community to improving the quality of lives of individuals, whether it's their students or making an impact in the community with others, please go to our website and nominate them for the 2019 Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends Awards Banquet. Legends Awards recipients will have their bios published in the 2019 Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers book. Go to our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and make your nomination today.